Now, with the number of robberies of dairies growing and the killing of shopkeeper Jacques Patel last week, small business owners are taking some extraordinary measures to keep themselves safe. Matthew Tunison visited one which is about as secure as they come, Cedar Park Superette in Wattle Downs in Auckland. It's where former Police Minister Stuart Nash chose to launch a $1.9 million initiative to double the number of fog cannons in small businesses back in 2020. Here's Matthew Tunison speaking to owner Uday Patel.
We got 16 camera running here.
Sixteen camera
running here.
Inside and out.
Inside the shop, mostly 16, three outside. This is the number plate camera.
So let's just describe this. So we've got a row of shop, including Uday's shop, the Cedar Park Superette. Yeah. On the corner of the roof is a pole sticking up with three cameras on it.
We've got five cameras. There's four there, one on the other shop.
On the other shop, on
and
the other side.
And those are the number plate cameras.
Anytime.
And those cameras connected with the police.
And Uday, just for our listeners, obviously can't see, just describe the caging you've got here, because it's very significant.
Very strong caging. Yeah. You can see the caging here.
Surrounding the front counter, till and tobacco cabinet is a row of formidable metal bars and a lattice of thick wire to keep any would-be robbers out. The area's got a hefty steel door which locks from the inside.
And that's it.
Wow.
And this one, and this till. Till are all bolted. Last time they took the till away. So this one is bolted, can't move it.
So they can't get
solid,
that
can't
all.
Move it. And we don't keep much money in there nowadays.
Yes. Right.
And we got fog cannon, we got a button here, we got button here.
What's the button do?
Button, press it, and that's it, start.
So within reaching distance of either arm,
you can do this one, you can do this one. And if you're running away, then we got another switch at the back.
Uday then takes me to the area out back. There he can block himself off from the dairy with another steel door, and there's a fog cannon button there too, so he can blast any robbers in the shop. The back door is protected by thick steel bars that wouldn't look out of place at Paremaremo prison.
Just like a prison, you know. Like, and look at that, at the back too. And we got this gate, you can't open it.
Even the back courtyard is completely surrounded by metal bars to prevent anyone breaking in. No one's tried to get in that way yet, but Uday says it's better to be safe than sorry.
Don't do it after they do it.
Yeah.
So I'm prepared before they come and do something.
He's also got a heavy roller door at the front of the shop to prevent anyone breaking in at night.
When we close the roller door, we can lock from inside too.
Okay.
Sometimes what they do from outside, they try to, 5-6 people come, and they try to open the roller door. So we can lock it from here, and there is the lock.
Okay.
And also look at the bollards.
They're the biggest bollards I've seen, well over a metre tall and about 20 centimetres in diameter, bolted to the ground. Uday recalls one close call with a robber when his wife was working in the shop.
Some guy came in, he had a screwdriver or something, and then he came there, and I got the video here, and he tried to go inside. Then my wife said, oh, you look stranger. Why he's going there? Then he called me, yelled at me, Uday. Then I came out from there. Suddenly he saw me.
Yeah.
And suddenly he ran away. Right. And I tried to catch him in the small fridge there.
Yeah.
He pulled the small fridge and fell on my feet. And then he ran away.
Were you hurt?
I was hurt, but a bit of cramp on it.
And Uday, the reason I am here really is because I read about you back in 2020, the police minister, then police minister Stuart Nash, came to announce.
No, at that time they were showing how this one works, because we went inside and we turned it on, and the smoke came out straight away. And after a few minutes, you can't see anything in the shop. So this is very, very good, like safer and good for the dairy people. If you turn it on, the burglars run away.
They can't
see anything.
He's only had to use his fog cannon once and says it was very effective.
Somebody came, three people came at 3 o'clock,
afternoon,
p.m., and school time that time. I straight away ran away. I went to my house, that's my house.
Yes.
I went to my house and I got another remote control there for the fog cannon.
Yeah.
So I went up, straight away pressed it. Yeah, and all the smoke came out. And they were there for about a couple of minutes or 3 minutes.
And they just
took off. Yeah, you can see everything. They took off.
So it's very effective.
Very effective. That day, it saved us.
Wow.
I tell you, because that day they were taking out the cigarette. You can see in the camera, you can see in the video, that they were taking out all the cigarette. And, and suddenly the smoke can zuck, make a noise, and suddenly the shop is full of smoke.
Uday, your shop is seriously secure. I haven't seen such an impressive security operation before. But I just tell me, is it because you're very, very frightened of what might happen to yourself or your family?
Like, got to get ready for everything. The way people are stealing here and there and ram raiding. So I don't want those trouble. They can have a hammer or something. They can break the glass, this and that, anytime. But if you have a little bit, make it a bit safer, more than a lot of people have small bollards, no rollers, you know. But I have rollers, bollards, and have you seen my security inside? All caging and a till been bolted everywhere. So, this sort of thing we got to save our life, to be safe sleep. We live next door, and at night.
Do you have the fog cannon button close by?
Yeah, just close by. And next to my bed.
Extraordinary, isn't it? That is Matthew Tunison speaking there to dairy owner Uday Patel and talking to him about his security measures, the extreme lengths that he has taken there.